grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Ooh, apologies to the caller that's calling right now, but we've got important business to attend to. Marijuana Media.
Too soon.
Yeah, just a little bit too soon.
Chris Fowley from The Hemp Store up on K Road.
Good afternoon.
How's it all going over the hemp store, mate?
Pretty good, actually. Pretty good. What's been happening? Oh, we did have... We restocked on vapes. So I want to reassure people who are panicking. We were panicking ourselves. But because there's been a few seizures.
Mm. What?
It's been... Whoa. Oh, yeah, right. We don't like people... to talk about these things. But yeah.
Customs.
Yeah, so anyway...
Customs.
Yeah, not from us.
No.
We know what we're doing. But yeah, anyway. A bit of... So anyway, a bit of angst going around. But no, we restocked on vapes. I want to reassure everyone there.
Are you talking about the mechanism or the juice?
You talking about like a volcano, like a vaporizer kind of vape?
What the hell are you talking about?
Okay, I'm being a bit vague, aren't I? No, the Focus vapes, they're our like number one.
Okay.
And they're very good, I must say.
All
recommend
right.
them myself.
Okay, full
there
eye contact.
Go. Right, without cool. getting too much in the endorsement sector, but yeah, anyway.
Okay.
So, and what else happened? Oh, we had a reporter from the Chinese version of CNN. They're on Sky TV here, and they came in to talk about the referendum,
okay.
and showcase. I guess so they wanted to, you know, say here's all the different products you can make out of it to that kind of audience. So that's always interesting. But to think that. And at first I thought, oh, this is just going to go out on Sky here, and then at the end of it, he's like, oh no, it's 100 countries. Yes.
Oh snap!
Oh okay.
Probably better comb your hair or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
if you know Chris, that's funny.
No, it's not. And what else has been going on in ZCAN land? I've been doing some lecturing up at AUT, which has been great. We've had our course, the Science of Medicinal Cannabis, going, a postgrad course. 96 people enrolled, which is just incredible. And so I've been doing a couple of lectures on the legislation and regulations, and also looking at the referendum and comparing the two schemes there. And
Are they going online?
Yeah, we are doing it online, in fact.
So can I potentially join this course for free?
No, but it's a postgrad, so you've got to have your bachelor's.
No, but if I just watch the lectures and just make notes.
No.
Okay, cool. Carry on.
Okay. So that's been good. And then also this week, though, other big news for us personally was we completed our transfer of local genetics into our cultivation facility.
Can you tell us what classic strains you've now got in the legitimate science
lab? Is it a facility where if it goes in, it can't come out kind of thing? It has to be combusted?
Combusted in what way?
Wow, that was my little vibe that I'm just sticking with, actually.
Ah, yeah, being vague. We can't go into too much detail there, unfortunately,
okay.
For security reasons. the idea, you know, we're doing research, so we're looking at how they grow and getting experience there, but also developing new extraction methods and things, and really with the aim to try and bring prices down so we can get affordable production here. And make products that are cheaper and better than what's already out there.
Serious, silly question. Is there like a whiteboard in a hallway outside and perhaps a janitor job going in which I can solve equations on the whiteboard at nighttime and then you take me under your wing?
Oh,
and then
you've thought about this.
I get the hell,
like
out,
a
of,
movie
I get the hell out of Philly. And I'm, you know, that.
Yeah.
I think John had a serious question, actually. You go with your
serious questions here.
I was curious. Are there any classic strains that people would perhaps heard about that have made it into your new sort of little study?
Classic New Zealand? Or
there's
just
a few ones.
Legend?
One of them is said to be a descendant or a cross of the Te Puke Thunder. Actually, we have two Te Puke Thunder so-called crosses, one via Waiheke and one via the Coromandel.
Cool.
And so we'll see. That'll be interesting to test them and see if they have something in common, which might be an indicator that they really are, you know, related or
do
whatever.
They look the same at this point?
Well, seed form. So, we'd have a bit of a combination. The process lets you bring in both seeds and live plants, and that's a very good thing. And then we also... The even bigger news is we actually were the first company to be audited by the ministry under the new scheme and obtain a license, which took effect this week. And so that's the first one issued under the new medical cannabis scheme. Mm-hmm. And as part of that, transfer over into this new scheme. So it changes all the conditions you can do it under or what you're allowed to do, but it also let us bring in a whole lot of more strains. So we now have approval for, I think, 47 strains.
How far away are you from having a product ready to go for the medicinal market?
Yeah, that is, well, you never know till it actually happens, to be honest. You've got to start growing commercially, and then it's not just the growing, though. At the other end, you've got to turn it into a product, and even at the most basic form, which might be a blended flower type, you know, vaping blend, even with that, you have to do pilot batches and put them away and get all your shelf life testing done. Mm-hmm. And so there's things like that can even if you're raring to go, actually, it's still going to take a while. But hopefully, I would be thinking that mid next year through to the second half is probably realistic.
For flower to be available at pharmacies.
For any products that are made here. I think I'd be surprised if anything, you know, mm-hmm. honestly does. Mm-hmm. But in terms of imported, that can happen, you know, a lot sooner.
Somebody's just coming in with a general DAC question here. I don't know that there's much you can do. Help me, my weed stash has gone moldy. Can I save it somehow?
Potential hash making or extraction. I would, I can't officially recommend anything, but I would note that ice hash making with the ice water, which is very easy to Google in that, and non-dangerous. There's no solvents involved other than water being the solvent.
Not
and,
a butane one. Yeah.
You can, because the mold, they're much smaller, so you can rinse them out.
Oh, so, there you go.
Just you Google, process it. Google process. Google that. Google that. Google something like, you know, the ice hash with moldy weed. I'm sure it'll.
No, that's helpful. Very helpful. We've also got a strong paragraph here, but I think I'll wait.
Whew.
anything else that we need to know in the media of weedia?
I've just had such a great week with getting these new licenses and then doing this course at AUT and you know, spreading the knowledge to all these keen, enthusiastic people who are raring to go, and it's just like so much positivity. And then you go, let's check the news, what's going on, eh? And it's Kate Hawksby going, and yeah, that's, so there's still, you know,
was Kate Hawksby the mother of the nation at one point?
I don't
know. She, I forget who Kate Hawksby is.
It's ringing me while I'm on this. Anyway, so hey, the other thing, while we're just rambling, losing the plot there, we're distracted, but I do want to draw attention to, for me, one of the news stories of the week, and this, because this just really goes to what we're talking about here. Champion surf lifesaver John Elsmore, testing positive for cannabis, not only being suspended, the entire team will be stripped of their national title.
Far out.
It's just incredible. This is literally a lifesaver.
Wait, what country?
Here. This is here.
Oh, what?
This is the champion, life-saving champion of New Zealand is going to be stripped of his title and the whole team stripped of their title.
What about Phelps? Million gold medals, smokes weed, swims pretty good.
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, that really goes to the heart of it. Like, what the frick?
Oh, I just feel stink for the whole team as well. Like, that's a real, like, now they're going to... It's kind of like being in the army, you know, and you punish everyone and then they kind of would be mean to him. I don't like it. I don't like how that's going to play out for old man.
Hopefully. Well, that's why we've got to change the law. And the other thing I would point to, too, just while we... The spin-off, credit to them, have done a very good article, Everything You Need to Know About the 2020 Cannabis Referendum. So it's even like a nice little graphic there. But yes, have a read. It's very good. It's a question and answer format.
Yes.
Breezy, okay. You know. Good for a read.
And then at the end, you'll know which way you want to vote. Is that?
Well, you might do. Sure. Okay. Hopefully.
Well, one other thing I did want to touch on is the confirming of the testing that's about to put into place.
Yeah.
I have concerns because I obviously roll with a pretty... pretty strong consistency of cannabis inside of my system, and I'm worried that my levels are so high all the time that I just can't drive a car ever. Is that a possibility for me?
It is a possibility. It would be highly unlikely. So I don't think that would be very likely, but it could happen. And I know that in Colorado they have a part of their one that if you think that's likely, you can get yourself pre-tested and have a, I'm not sure of the exact procedure, but you maybe you have to have a few, and then you have a letter from your doctor saying, hey, this guy's naturally because they're being prescribed it for medical or whatever.
Right.
And there. But certainly if you're doing it under a doctor's supervision, if it's medical, then not that a doctor would necessarily say drive, but if the doctor did you can have this amount and drive safely, and if you're following their instructions, then that is a defence under it.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, because we have had a lot of people, you know, question it or say, you know, what's going on?
There's going to be some things that slip through the cracks for sure, right?
Well, one of the things with the driving testing that's coming in is it's happening regardless of the referendum result. It's separate to it. So whether or not that passes, this is coming into place. And it's a multi-stage one. And to be honest, I think it might well be the best regime in the world that anyone's come up with.
Okay.
And the reason being is the first stage, the one that they can do potentially good at the roadside in terms of...
You can dispute that and get a blood test, right?
Well, no, so here it goes. So in the order is it's an oral swab first, right? And that's yet to be decided what the device is, because a lot of the ones that are out there now are questionable accuracy. So that might come down to actually having to invent it. And ESR is already doing some work here, and maybe some other people will, and maybe they'll find one overseas. But there'll be an oral swab that will actually not be at a... detecting a zero, you know, like a one molecule,
right?
But it'll have a level that's set to impairment,
a bit more precise.
So you you get out of the car and walk the straight line and touch your nose and count to 30 and do the test that they can already do right now.
Mm.
And that's called the field sobriety test. The field sobriety test is the most accurate predictor of impairment.
Has anyone I've never had one of these, ever.
Well, you can do it yourself. You can actually look it up.
I've never experienced it. I'll be interested to hear.
The counting to 30 and getting it right is actually quite hard to do at the best of times.
Because
you have to be within a couple of seconds.
Well, you're stressed out, right? You're pretty stressed at this point. The cops are...
So anyway, but it's about 90% correlated with actual impairment, which is way beyond any other kind of test that just involves picking up a residue in your saliva or urine or blood or anything, right? So the field sobriety test is actually the best one, but it takes a while and they've got to be trained to do it. So the oral test first, if you fail that, then the field sobriety one.
Right.
If you fail that, and only if you fail that, then a blood test. Mm. And then the blood test itself is also calibrated to the level of alcohol impairment,
right,
of the 80 nanograms of milk.
Right.
So,
and off the bat, if you do fail...
Well, so it's not going to pick up residual... Right. You know,
just got a text here worrying about if they have a morning cone and they go to work. If you fail, you're going to lose half your demerit points and you get a fine, I think. And maybe they suspend you for like a day of drive. I don't think you lose your license. It's like 50 demerit points, I think. This is what I heard just briefly. But
well, the thing is people have to be safe for a start. And if it means modifying behaviour slightly and also, this is the way it's going, whether the referendum passes or not.
Mm.
And one of the things, though, in particular that comes with going legal is there are certain rules to follow.
Mm.
And when it isn't legal, there aren't really rules to follow other than it being illegal. So we're moving into that. And this is one of the rules that everyone's just going to have to get used to.
Mm.
And there might be more use of public transport, more use of taxis and Ubers. And if we have safer roads, that's great.
But the key is
that it's correlated to impairment, not to just picking up a residue. So we don't have to worry about it being unfair.
Right.
This is actually putting it on the same setting as the alcohol impairment level.
To that point, though, we don't know how strong my weed is right now. I've just got weed. You know, I don't know how strong it is, but when it is regulated, I'll have a rough idea of what it's packing.
That's right. You'll know exactly if you buy it from a shop, and if you buy seeds, you'll have a general idea. And of course, but what you grow will be down to, you know, your skill level, I guess.
Moldy weed spray, apparently, with a mixture of water and honey and dry, good to go.
No, that sounds disgusting. I would put that in the category of a whole load of crap. But seriously, no, the best thing to do with moldy weed is throw it away. That's my number one, and I should have said that before. Throw it away. Get rid of it. But if you really have to, like if it's like, oh my God, it's medical, I've really got to do it, then doing a concentrate method that is safe and will actually clean it up, that is possible. Using the ice water method.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Chris. We've just run out of beds. Probably
that
perfect.
Was great.
Right there.
That last little bit about the drug driving was fantastic.
Very good.
John really liked that last bit.
Mm. All right.
Do it, then.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to The Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with my